Emergency Mobile Alert. Adapted in 2024 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand. Emergency mobile alerts are messages about emergencies. They are sent by authorised emergency agencies to mobile phones. Emergency mobile alerts keep people safe. They are broadcast to all capable phones from targeted cell towers to areas affected by serious hazards. You may not receive an alert if 1. You are out of mobile coverage, 2. Mobile phone towers are damaged, or 3. There is a power outage. Our 2022 Emergency Preparedness Survey showed that over 88% of people in New Zealand received the test or were with someone who did. In an emergency, if you receive an alert, make sure you let the people around you know. Emergency Mobile Alert is an extra channel to help keep you safe in an emergency. It does not replace other alerting systems or the need to take action after natural warnings. You should still be prepared for an emergency and you shouldn't wait to get an alert before you act. If you feel your life is in danger, don't wait for an official warning. Take immediate action. Capable phones. To get emergency mobile alerts, you need a phone capable of receiving them. Your phone also needs to have cell reception and up-to-date software. You don't have to download an app or subscribe in a service. We expect most phones purchased after 2017 to receive emergency mobile alerts. Reasons for emergency mobile alerts. Alerts will only be sent when there are serious threats to life, health, or property, and in some cases for test purposes. For example, emergency mobile alert can warn you of serious threats such as 1. A tsunami affecting land areas. 2. A wildfire affecting people. 3. Armed offenders at large. Or 4. Seriously contaminated drinking water. Emergency mobile alerts will not be used for advertising or promotions. Authorized senders of emergency mobile alert. Only authorised agencies can send emergency mobile alerts. Agencies will only send alerts when there is a serious threat to life, health or property. Agencies may also send scheduled test alerts. The only agencies authorised to issue alerts are 1. New Zealand Police 2. Fire and Emergency New Zealand 3. Ministry of Health 4. Ministry for Primary Industries 5. National Emergency Management Agency, and 6. Local Civil Defence Emergency Management Groups. The alert message will identify the agency sending the emergency mobile alert. Opting out of emergency mobile alerts. As emergency mobile alert is about keeping you safe, you won't be able to opt out. We do not target specific phones. Instead, we broadcast to a targeted area that is at risk. For this reason, we cannot exclude your specific phone. Emergency mobile alert does not use mobile phone number or collect information about you. Your phone may show optional settings used in other countries, but in New Zealand, we will use a special broadcast channel that is always on. If you do not want to get an emergency mobile alert test, you need to turn your phone off or onto flight mode. Other ways to stay informed. Emergency mobile alerts are not meant to replace other emergency alerts or the need to take action after natural warnings. You still need to prepare for an emergency and you should not wait to get an alert before you act. If you feel your life is in danger, don't wait for an official warning. Take immediate action. Make sure you have your own emergency plan that includes 1. What to do 2. Where to go 3. Who to go for help and 4. Who you might need to look out for. Get in touch with your local Civil Defence Emergency Management Group to find out about other alerting systems in your area. Emergency Mobile Alert Feedback. The best way to give us feedback about Emergency Mobile Alert is to fill in our survey. Information collected in the survey helps us make ongoing improvements to system. Give us feedback at www.research.net/r/EMA-feedback.